The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
Show 94.1. Good morning. You're listening to the Big Party Morning Show. Rain is going to continue on this morning, and then that's going to be it, I think, for the next few days, which is good. That was some loud stuff last night.
Yeah, good sleep.
You know, yeah, very good sleep.
It's like cool breezes, and it's
nice.
That natural white noise.
Mm-hmm.
That's bad for babies.
Yeah. Apparently, you shouldn't be doing that to your babies. Uh-oh.
Little babies.
A little late for me.
Yeah, I know. Have you noticed any difference?
I mean, but it's definitely something where, you know, you hear about it. Now you're like, well, the die is cast. I mean,
the story was that white noise on a, what would that be? Is that the baby monitor also makes noise?
Yeah, they have like baby sleep machines where it's white noise. And a lot of parents were, you know, prompted to use it because it helped keep their kid asleep. In addition to getting them asleep.
And that's because when the room's so quiet, any noise that you make
kind of blocks out
them,
any,
right?
Noise if mom and dad are still up watching television or whatever. And what they're saying is that while their little neuroreceptors are, you know, meeting up and stuff like that, that white noise can disrupt them being able to be, like, aware of their surroundings.
And their ears aren't developed yet.
Oh, so yeah, like I guess there's that.
Like, you need to have some kind of baseline of, you know, processing silence.
Yeah.
I think white noise does something to your perception, you know, your developing brain.
I mean, my it's daughter.
Like, what
I
is
can't...
that? What's the constant?
Yeah, the constant noise.
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 The noise.
I can't tell if my daughter is just her father's child or if it's the white noise that makes her, you know, like be really, it's really difficult for her to like locate things.
What do you mean she like, loses
like,
things
I'm
all
like,
the time?
Could you find your shoes? She's like, I looked, and they're like right there. You're like, oh my God, you are so your father's child. They're right there.
That's
oh my
funny.
God, I didn't even see it.
Well,
dream killer.
Yeah. All right, we got what's trending coming up next. Molly, what do you got coming up here?
Dave and Buster's. People? They want to get into the betting business, but it's interesting what you can bet on.
All right, we'll get to that next.
What's trending?
Dave and Buster's is going to dip their foot in the gambling game.
How's that work?
Well, so
I feel like they're already teaching kids to gamble anyway with the game.
Oh, they always did.
Yeah. It's like Vegas for kids.
This is for 18 and over, so it'll be on their app, and it's not unlike DraftKings or FanDuel or any of that stuff. This stuff is for gambling on arcade games. So you want to put a $5 wager on, like, you know, you and your buddy doing Hot Shots basketball or a skee ball competition.
Oh, so you can bet against each other.
Yes.
What was the video game place? Family Fun Center.
Family Fun Center, yeah.
That back in the day, you'd take kids in, and I remember it had flipped. When we were little, all we wanted was tokens to play video games. Mm-hmm. When I took my nephews, they wanted to take the tokens to play
the
slot machine-style game so you could win more tokens.
Yeah, yep.
And I was like, uh-oh, that's bad.
It is. It's very much bad. And all the lights and everything. It's just Vegas.
Yeah, it's
I was mad, though. I'm like, let's go play some video games, dude. Let's play Spaceball. They're looking at me like, dude, beat it. I want to go play blackjack.
I'm going to go try
Isn't
and
it weird?
The iPad.
And I'm seven.
There's, like, no challenge. There's no...
Child gambling.
It's weird. You just put that, like, the coin thing. You put the coin in, it falls... And if it lands in the right spot, it pushes all the other ones out.
Knocks
we
a
call
hole.
It
a,
we call it the kiddie casino.
Yeah.
I mean,
well,
that's the thing. Like, you'll go to water parks and the kids will be like, let's go to the. And Peter and I are like, oh, the kiddie casino? Yeah,
that's bad, though. I just I dried them up. I'm like, nope. You can't have tokens if you're going to play those games.
Good.
And they thought I was such a wear out.
They're like, you.
Hey, old man.
Like, you're 20. So now we're gambling on video games.
Now we're monetizing it. Yeah, so Dave and Buster loyalty members, there's like 5 million of them.
Okay.
Through the app, which they can get up and running like within the next week or the next couple of months, you can likely do stuff like $5 to $10 through their company app. and, you know, basically bet on random, like, not, you know, sports related, but just sort of game related stuff. People are kind of pushing back, going like, why would I go through your app? Couldn't I just bet with Jeff and I?
Yeah, yeah, why would you need the app unless there's some benefit, like you're going to get a discount?
That's the thing. They're probably going to work in. If it's for rewards, if it's for loyalty members, I imagine that there's probably some sort of incentive to use it, you know, or there's got to be something, because otherwise what stops just Party and Jeff saying like $5, I get more shots than you do in 10 seconds or whatever.
I wonder what the video game situation is at Funplex. Funplex has everything. And I know they have some video games.
It's in that room. That's right, you know, facing, is that Q Street? Yeah, Q Street. I haven't been there in a long time.
There's more property to up that, you know, for like the pale kids who don't want to be out in the sun.
Yeah, yeah, there should be.
Because Dave & Buster's, it's hard to compete with what everybody has at home.
Yes, it is.
You've got to have more of those games where, I mean, I noticed the kids gravitate. Like, my son loves the driving games.
Does he really?
You know, where you're, like, in the car, and it feels like, you know, you're going.
I bet you virtual reality would be something that they could probably...
VR is good. Usually it's an upgrade.
Make a run at.
You got to pay more for the VR headsets. Yeah. No, I'm just saying, like...
Well, we ain't running no free operation around here.
No, you got to pay more. No, it's a video game.
Right, but it's not like a regular arcade video game.
It's all expensive now to play those games.
Oh, it looks like Dave & Buster's has a Top Gun Maverick.
A game? Like you fly? That sounds
like the kids sitting in the cockpit. It's VR.
Oh, God, I'm going now. I haven't been to Dave & Buster's in probably 15 years.
As an adult with money.
Man.
Yeah.
Elbowing kids out of the way.
Yeah, VR, Top Gun, that would be fun.
Yeah, those are the fun ones. It's the interactive kind of things where it's, like, I remember for a while they had, like, a gigantic Fruit Ninja. You remember that game? Where you swipe and you're, like, cutting fruit and you get points for all this. And it was... basically stands
Fruit
in
Ninja.
Front of this whole wall of screen.
I'm just going to go to David Buster's today and just celebrate the fact that I don't have kids.
Push kids off, put your coins up on them.
I mean, how do you get in and out of there without just dropping a mint?
Dude,
because if you bring your kid, you got to bring one of their friends.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, they don't go by themselves.
And all they want to do is win.
I bet you that's a hot spot for single parent dates.
I was going to say.
I bet you that's gangbusters for meeting meeting on Tinder or Hinge.
You'll play games.
And then you meet your, and she brings her kid and I bring my little punk brat kid.
You don't have one, though.
What if you could borrow one?
Rent a kid. Sure.
Rent a kid for Tinder dates.
In this economy, why not? You can get a dog.
That's my son, Sean. I thought you said it was Steve. Well, yeah.
It's just all in the pronunciation. The V is silent.
It'd be babysitting. That's what you do. You start off the gig, you start babysitting, and then, you know, then you start just taking them out to places like dates.
Yeah.
You're such a good dad.
Uh-huh.
He's such a good dad. You should see him with Steve. I think it's Steve. Sometimes he calls him Sean.
Maybe it's Sean. I can't. And he doesn't always look the same.
Redican. Oh, my God.
We've gone
to
Dave & Buster's before, like, in the summer out there on West Center.
Yeah.
Like, when it's, like, one of those scorcher days. I mean, it is nice because you're just, like, unlike other kind of arcade, it is an adult.
But we didn't get a full one. See, that one, that we only have the one. We didn't get a full, that's not a full Dave & Buster's.
It's not?
If you go to another city, they're massive.
Yeah, it's like family.
I've seen them in malls where it's like an entire, like an entire store, like bay type of thing. I mean, and it's nice because you can sit down and be like, have a decent drink while the kids spend all your money.
You can get a decent drink over there. They've got all the amenities. Yeah. I'm just saying I've only been to two other ones, one in Denver and one in Dallas.
Okay.
And they were massive, like multi-story.
Yeah. Wow. I guess it'd be a sports bar.
And like part of it was mainly just a bar and a restaurant.
Okay. Because I know that there's good food.
And then the other part was the video games, and it was all adults.
Okay.
It was mainly adults drinking beer.
And
I think after a certain time, it is just all adults. Didn't they have that for a while where in the evenings it was like it's not really meant for kids? It it's meant to be.
Yeah, maybe I just haven't been there after dark because it seems creepy.
Right.
We got a break.
When you don't have kids to be hanging out too long at Dave and Buster.
Channel 94.1 with The Weeknd. All right, good morning to you. 938-9400, that's how you jump into the show. We have great conversations on this show.
Why don't you tell them what your neighborhood concern?
I'm doing some investigative work right now because I got an alert on my email from the Karen app, at Nextdoor app, and it only affects my neighborhood, you know. And the lady talks about how there was a dog barking like crazy at 1 p.m. yesterday. And so she went to investigate. And then she saw a man defecating on the other side of the fence. Terrifying. With no shoes, carrying. He was a homeless dude.
Oh my God.
Right smack in the middle of the neighborhood. And then he just walked off. Now, this is like a block from the house.
That's something you put on a Nextdoor app.
Oh, my God. Yes, absolutely. That's not a Karen thing. No. So she called the cops. Cops came. He just walked off gingerly. He wasn't in any fear carrying his shoes. I'm like, why was he barefoot?
You didn't want to get it on his shoes. Yeah. I don't know. I mean, you're talking about the logic of somebody who's pooping outside.
Yeah. So I told Jeff, I said, I should go over there and install a toilet paper holder. And
he wants to put a roll behind the lady's house with maybe it's the sports page.
Yeah.
Of USA Today and some...
And some hand sanitizer. Even though they'd just appreciate the sanitizer, I think. But yeah, that's
the toilet paper.
So now I'm doing the and that as well. So now I'm doing some investigation
to get a finer point on where this because
I'm
going to
go and investigate today. I'm going to find out because she also called the cops. Cops came. She did a report saying, "Hey, this is what's happening." And then the cop said that he thinks that there's an encampment somewhere nearby. But there's a lot of panhandlers in that area at that. Sam's Club area. They're all the same guys, though.
They're talking L Street, like.
Yeah, L Street.
Corridor,
Marketplace,
or whatever.
Kind of
120th up to 132nd.
Walmart. It's the same guys that are there all the time. And there's a group, because as you pull into there, and people know it's at Home Depot right there, and Starbucks, you know where that's at. Anyway, there's an area that's under, you can't see it from the roadway, and sometimes you can see people hanging out there. You know, they're just taking shifts and stuff.
Whoa.
Shifts.
Make sure to hit that F.
Hard F.
Hard F.
So anyway, yeah, that was fun to wake up to, so now I'm going to do some investigating today.
Be careful how you respond because you got booted off the Nextdoor app, right?
I didn't respond. I screenshot it and sent it to the sweet Wiley.
Oh, you're doing so well. Did you have to call your sponsor?
No.
Yeah, exactly. You're doing so great. One post at a time.
I did not. I've given up entertaining those people on that thing. I mean, I was just trying to be funny, and then people complained and got me kicked off a couple times. So you know what?
That's amazing.
You get tomatoes thrown at you a few times, then you stop. You know, doing what it's taken to get those things. Yeah, I didn't get it. Anyway, pooping in the neighborhood.
The phantom pooper.
Dun, dun, dun.
I mean, some people do that as a prank.
Yes.
It used to be popular in the military, the phantom pooper.
What would they do?
I know a guy in law enforcement where he's like somebody in their group. The guy got fired. He was doing it. It wasn't funny. He was passively, aggressively doing it in people's boots.
Oh, that's
like
terrible.
After hours.
Oh, not.
But like that's an
okay.
old military thing too. That they literally would call the Phantom Crapper. It's in that movie, The Flight of the Intruder. I remember reading the book.
Okay.
Guys would be bored on a ship at sea, like aircraft carriers and stuff. And what else are you gonna do?
Fill the hours or a shoe.
Or
apparently.
A shoe. Yes. Okay. So, I'll keep you guys posted. We got news coming up, Molly. What's up,
Americans? Are weighing in. What is the ideal movie running time?
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader. Like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. Auto Trader.
Here in America, work is in trouble. We've offshored our manufacturing, sent away good jobs, and lost so much ability to make things. American Giant is a company that's pushing back against this tide. They make high-quality clothing, sweatshirts, jeans, dresses, jackets, and so much more right here in the USA. Visit American-Giant.com and get 20% off your first order when you use code STAPLE20 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com, promo code STAPLE20.